This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBright.
So it's happened. Wayne Rooney's finally left. He's went back to Everton. What you guys make of the move, just in general? Are you surprised that it's finally happened? Is that a good move for Rooney? Is that a good move for Everton?
I'm certainly not surprised. I think this has been in the offing for a long time. Good move for Rooney, probably. I think it's going back to somewhere he's going to be embraced. He needs to go somewhere where he's loved, because for all his achievements in Manchester United, he was never really revered as in the same way as someone like Giggs or Scholes or so on. For Everton, I'm not too sure whether it's a good deal or not. Obviously, they've got him on a free transfer, so there's a lack of risk there. I think Manchester United are picking up some of the wages as well or something like that. I'd like to think that he will find his groove again. I think more likely he'll be on the bench by Christmas time.
Yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's quite interesting. I was in the papers today that he's saying things like, you know, even despite leaving Everton, he still wore his Everton pyjamas to bed every night throughout his time at Man United, which is quite bizarre for a grown man.
Was it the same pair of pyjamas all the way through? Like, he didn't replace them for 13 years?
There were a few years he was a bit larger, so maybe he had to get a bigger pair. But, no, yeah, he's halved his wage to go there. You know, he said that, you know, when him and his agent started looking for clubs this summer to possibly move to, his first one was, let's see if we can get moved to Everton. So, I mean, I think you get a lot of things. I think you get a lot of players like this who would move to China or the United States for money. And I think it's commendable that, yeah, sure, he's going from the sixth best team in England, technically, to the seventh best team. So it's not like he's making a huge charity move here, but you know, I think there's some genuine emotion behind it. I think that has to be applauded.
Yeah, I would agree. I think fairly commendable. It is a step down from, you know, a public step down in England, you know, that you can compare those two teams directly. Whereas if he went to China, you could say, well, he's going to be the biggest name in China. If he goes to MLS, he's going to be the next Beckham or whatever in MLS. So yeah, I think commendable he's gone to Everton. But for all the good signings Everton have made this summer, I think this is just the icing on the cake. As it's not the signing that they will build their whole team around.
Well, this is the thing, obviously. They've got new owners, they've been splashing the cash. Where do you think he fits in? Is he going to be like a number 10? Is he going to be up front? Or is he going to revert to what he wanted to do a few seasons ago before Mourinho came, and that was play more of a kind of midfield role?
Well, apparently he's going to be playing that kind of number 10 role, which means trouble for Barkley. Although that in itself might lend Everton a stronger hand, because they can now say to Barkley, when he starts getting up to about contracts, well, you know, we've got another number 10 who can do arguably what you can do, maybe not as quickly as you were. But, and I don't know, actually, I do take what you and Green have said. You know, any notions of playing a midfield, I think, were kind of quickly forgotten about, especially when Mourinho came into Man United and said, simply can't do that. He's not the same dynamic striker as he used to be, but Coleman's a smart coach. He's a really tactical coach, and if he can fit Mourinho into a squad that has players playing around him, I think he's still technically superb. He can still finish as well as anyone else. He can still pass as well as anyone else. And God knows he can still shoot as well as anyone else. So number 10s don't always have to be the most mobile. And if they can get something working, then I think it could work out. Because the other thing as well is that he's now going to an Everton team that, you know, whether it's for good or bad, will now cater to him. I don't think he was catered to under Van Gaal. You might disagree with that, Graham. He certainly wasn't catered to under Mourinho and under Ferguson near the end of his time. And Moyes, I'm not too sure. But so, you know, he might not be as quick as used to be. He might not be as strong as used to be. But I think he's now going to a team that genuinely want him, and a coach who genuinely wants him for the first time in, what, 3-4 years?
Probably longer than that. I don't think Ferguson wanted him towards the end. I think this is one of the biggest problem, actually the biggest problem around Rooney's whole career is, he arrived at Manchester United and people asked what his best position was. 13 years later, he's left Manchester United and people are still asking, what is Wayne Rooney's best position? I think he had his best season after Ronaldo left and he played as a centre-forward. I think that season he scored 35 goals and he was very much an out-and-out centre-forward. But as a number 10 and as a midfielder, I don't think he has the mobility to play in those positions anymore. And if Everton have signed Sandro Ramirez to play as their front man, I'm not sure what position he plays for Everton. And this is the biggest problem with Wayne Rooney. You look at players like Paul Scholes, who was a similarly talented, you know, naturally gifted player. He started out as a number 10 of sorts, but then later in his career became a, a deep-lying playmaker. He adapted so that he could play into late into his 30s. He came back from retirement, Paul Scholes, and was still a key figure for a title-winning team. That is, Wayne Rooney hasn't adapted his game in any way. We were talking about this, Stefan, a couple of days ago. You mentioned Beckham as well. Beckham did it as well. You know, Beckham was a right-sided midfielder. He dropped into a central midfield role to adapt his game, and in no way has Rooney adapted his game. And that is the biggest, I think, the biggest black mark against his career for all his achievements, for all that he's done at Manchester United. I kind of hold that against him. I think a lot do.
So do you think if he had maybe done this, if he'd adapted his game, he could have stayed at the top a bit longer, or even at Man United a bit longer?
Absolutely. I think Wayne Rooney hasn't kept care of himself in the way he should have. I think that's quite clear to see. Alex Ferguson always said that he needed a run of at least 10 games to get up to match fitness. And perhaps the most damning comparison for Wayne Rooney is he broke into that Manchester United team at the same time as Cristiano Ronaldo. Rooney was a more naturally gifted player than Cristiano Ronaldo. That sounds ridiculous to say now, given what the two have achieved, but Rooney, in terms of his technical ability, was superior to Ronaldo. And you look at Ronaldo now and all his multiple Instagram posts with his shirt off, and then you look at Rooney on his holidays. I mean, it's quite easy. I know they're perhaps different body shapes, but on the pitch as well.
I totally disagree with that entirely, surprisingly.
It's not like you.
What Ferguson was actually alluding to when he said that wasn't that he's unfit or he doesn't look after himself. It was simple genetics. He's a shape, a certain body shape that when he gets older and his metabolism slows down, he physically can't keep weight off the same way. You can't forget that even when they were 18 or 19 years old, Ronaldo was always half the size of Rooney.
Sure, a different body shape.
Yeah, so even if Ronaldo wasn't working as hard as Rooney, he probably would have still kept shape off. And I feel like with Wayne Rooney, he's always like a victim of circumstance, actually, throughout his career. He's a player who was immensely talented. I do take issue with you saying he spent his career trying to figure out position he's played in. He's Man United's top goal scorer. You might say he never found a position. I could argue he never had to find a position because he scored from all over the pitch. He won games from all over the pitch. He's got more assists in the Premier League than Paul Scholes and Ryan Giggs. He's got more goals than anyone at Man United. So to say he never found an ideal position, I'd suggest he never had to. He always performed on the left wing, number 10, up front, whatever. He always did the best position.
I would argue that all the records you have just mentioned are the greatest illustration of how good Wayne Rooney should have been. He has maybe fulfilled, I think, about 50% of his potential, and he still managed to become Manchester United's greatest goal scorer, England's greatest goal scorer, a Premier League great, and yet he should have done so much more. He should have been, I would actually say, you know how you have the duopoly between Ronaldo and Messi at the moment? Mm-hmm. It should have been three. Rooney should
really
have been
his lowest 50%. His lowest 50%
yeah,
potential.
I think he should have been a great of the, you know how every country seems to have this one absolute legend, you know, Argentina's lucky to have two, and Brazil a few. England have always been looking for this one player who would be an absolute great to sit in the pantheon of maybe like a top five or a top 10 player of all time. Rooney should have been that player. And while he is a Manchester United great and an England great, he's not a global great.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull that apart. This is exactly what I'm talking about, where he's a victim of circumstance. He's spent an entire career being compared to two of the best players ever, right? That's simply not fair. You cannot ever say Wayne Rooney should have been as good as Messi or Ronaldo.
Why not?
Nobody is supposed to be as good as Messi or Ronaldo because of Messi or Ronaldo. I don't think he was. He certainly came through at the start. Ronaldo clearly pulled ahead no matter what, right? And he was never going to be as good as Messi Ronaldo. He is England's best ever player. No matter what you might say, he is to England, a great for them. You might disagree.
There's not a huge amount of competition for that.
But it doesn't matter.
Also, as well, he's not really performed for England at championship level.
Yeah, but that's because of injuries largely. I think the one tournament that he wasn't injured, he did fantastically well, and they could have went all the way there through Wayne Rooney. And the other thing as well, which no one ever talks about, is when you compare him to Scholes and Giggs. Scholes and Giggs played in a Man United team that had no issue dominating English football economically. The only team that could really challenge them were Arsenal, who could never financially fight with them. So I'm sorry, but
Rooney played in a Manchester United team that was utterly dominant.
No,
as well.
No.
His best years were from 2004.
Yeah, on the tail and the tail end of that,
Champions League.
The tail end of that, though, and that was largely through Alex Ferguson as a coach alone. He went through the Glazer period, and what you might say is him saying he he fought with the club about contracts. A lot of people could arguably say he was actually quite right to say that Man United were being left behind by the likes of Manchester City. And he's been proven right since then, because Man United have been left behind by the likes of Man City and Chelsea.
But
so Wayne Rooney scored more goals and more assists in the Premier League at a time when Man United were fighting the likes of Chelsea, Man City, whoever else, while Scholes and Giggs won Premier League titles and, you know, Champions Leagues at a time when there was less competitors in English football.
I'm not sure if that's true, because the first part of his, I would consider Rooney's best years to be 2004 to 2010. Beyond 2010, I think there was a massive decline in his ability and also his productivity. If you look at the goals he scored, there's a massive drop-off beyond that. So the first half of that six-year spell I'm taking, Arsenal were the contenders. Mm-hmm. And then Chelsea took over. Now, Arsenal dropped off after that. Liverpool weren't there or thereabouts. So you're taking it as from 2010 until now, which would be a fair point if Rooney had continued after 2010 to be the all-consuming great of the English game, which he wasn't after 2010. He scored a goal in the Champions League final in 2011, and that was pretty much as good as those 7 years got. And that's why I think
Is that his fault or is that Man United's fault?
Well, Manchester United still won titles after 2010.
Manchester United won half as many titles. Wayne Rooney's won half as many titles as Paul Scholes and Ryan Giggs, Premier League titles. Now, is that saying Paul Scholes and Ryan Giggs won more Premier League titles than Man United? Or Man United won more Premier League titles in that period than they did?
But when Manchester United build a team around Wayne Rooney, that he's such a key part of that team, and he was under Van Gaal as well. I think Van Gaal did cater to Wayne Rooney. He played him in midfield when he should have been on the bench. That's part of the, Rooney's a massive part of the problem why Manchester United haven't been competing at the top level. I'm not saying it's all down to Wayne Rooney, but that's a major part when you build a team around a player and that player doesn't deliver. You have to blame the player in some way.
That and maybe a mixture of obviously wanting to move away a couple of times and digging his heels in and kind of getting bumper deals, that there is kind of bad blood and he is made a bit of a scapegoat. Do you think that's why it is, or is there another reason?
I think after the first time Wayne Rooney held the club to ransom over a contract, I think fans were willing to forgive him for that. I think it was a terrible move for him. A lot of this has to do with his agent, Paul Stretford. Paul Stretford is like a bull in a china shop. You know, it makes Mino Raiola look, you know, subtle. So I think a lot of it is down to him. But Wayne Rooney should be smart enough to not listen to him every single time. And the first time it was ill-advised to say, I'm going to go and join Man City, because that was what was briefed to the press, was he'll just go and join Manchester City. So I think after that, a lot of fans were willing to forgive him. The second time, though, when he did it, I think, you know, fans' patience wore thin. And especially when you're not delivering on the pitch, when at that time he wasn't. Again, that's the first time people are willing to forgive him because he was still a great of the game. But second time, I think patience wore thin. And I don't think there's a lot of Manchester United fans I think history will look back on him favourably in the same way Beckham did. People forget when Beckham left, it was a power battle between him and Ferguson. And a lot of fans didn't like David Beckham, and in time people have kind of looked back and went, well, he was a great player.
Is that thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the same thing will happen with Rooney, but right now I don't think a lot of Man United fans will miss him greatly.
I don't think it's a case of missing him, because there's no argument that he's not good enough for Man United anymore, but I think it's absolutely preposterous for Man United fans to suggest he's anything but one of the best ever players.
I don't think anyone does suggest that.
Well,
some of the rhetoric
I've been hearing is, I mean, I'll give you an example. When Bastian Schweinsteiger left Bayern Munich, there's this such great feel-good feeling. And, you know, there was like, thank you, Bastian, and Twitter and all sorts of stuff. And even now, the club still tweet about him, how he's doing well in England or in the United States. Now, sure, Man United can't do that when he's playing for Everton, but I mean, Bastian Schweinsteiger probably wasn't ever as good as Wayne Rooney. He had his problem with injuries. He was clearly on a demise, and he probably left Bayern Munich a little too late than he should have done. But he was still revered, and people still appreciated him. And I think there's a wider issue here. When you don't give these players the respect they deserve, the likes of, you know, Sterling or Barkley or whoever going to come next, and or even kids coming through now will be looking, thinking, Wayne Rooney is the best England player of me growing up or whatever. And he left Man United, and besides maybe a few op-eds in the columns, it was more of a shrug. And he was easily the best English player in my lifetime, in my opinion. I think he was better than Scholes. I know Giggs isn't English, but I think it's really sad that that's not appreciated.
I think, like what Graham says, I think it's one of those things, in time it will be. I think it's just kind of quite raw right now, and I think he's been on the decline for a few seasons now. You can tell he's a bit burned out, I think, as well. You start playing at that age, from such a young age.
So early.
That's it, and it's such a high level. And it's not even just for your club, it's also for your country. And something's got to give, and I think people forget he's only 31. So I think you're right. I think what Graeme says, I think it will eventually come to the point where people are like, he's revered again, he's a club legend. But moving on, just kind of finally, is this going to be the last club Rooney's with, or do we see him going to China or
no,
America?
I think I see him going to one of the China or MLS at some point. I think he I mean, as you say, he's only 31, so I don't know how long he's going to play. I don't think he's got much left in the Premier League tank. I think maybe two seasons at Everton tops, and then I can see him going to probably China, if China's still, I know the rules have changed in China a little bit, but and I know that for a fact there's a desire from MLS clubs to get him over there as well. So I think he's got another club after Everton.
I think he'd quite happily just end his days at Everton, I'm honest with you. You've got to bear in mind as well, this might sound like, you know, empty rhetoric, but I think he genuinely is, from what you can tell whenever you peer behind the curtain, when he is a genuine family man. He's very comfortable where he is in England.
He loves Everton. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. I don't know if Everton will give him the time.
I just can't see him uprooting his family to go to China for a couple of years. Or maybe the United States. Maybe when the kids are older, he can move on. Yeah,
also, Colleen's got that kind of George contract with Asda, so that could be problematic.
That could be an opportunity for Asda in China.
Actually, Walmart is over there. Yeah, brilliant.
Thank you for listening to the Pundits podcast, sponsored by BetBright. We'll be back again next week with another episode.